Let us rise for the prayers of the church with the Lord's Prayer to follow. In our prayers today, we have been asked for prayers from families that have lost loved ones. The first is to share that Gordon Ross passed away Saturday morning. He is the father of Marilyn Ross in our congregation and the husband of Nita, who passed away last January. We'll pray for the Ross family. Also for the Sonow family as they continue to mourn the loss of Warren, and for the Glather family as they mourn the loss of Bob's brother Gordon just last week. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious Father, we believe that without your Son, we are dead in our trespasses and overcome by our own sinful desires. Be merciful to us and help us to keep Jesus as the center of our lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant us true humility as little children. Deliver us from temptation and keep us in the faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all the little ones who believe in you, the youngest members of our congregation, as well as those of every generation who are called your children. Bless parents, pastors, and teachers to teach your truth and your ways, that we may grow in Christ's forgiveness and live as your children. Lord, in your mercy, give to us such love that cares for one another that we call those who sin to repentance in order to joyfully speak your forgiveness. Lord, in your mercy, as the governing authorities receive their authority from you, so teach us to obey all God-pleasing directives. Provide us with wise rulers to make, administer, and judge our laws for the benefit and peace of all. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Father, fill us with care for the members of our earthly families, and especially those of the family of faith. We thank you for our special spiritual family at peace, and pray that you would lead us in our Sunday school efforts this year. We also pray for those with illness and trouble, especially this morning for the Glather family as they mourn Gordon's passing, for the Ross family as they mourn Gordon, and for the Sonow family, especially Addie. Comfort them in their grief, in their time of grief. Also for Jean and Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Rosanna, Joel, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Roman, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Sandy, Don, Jimmy, Joanna, Rachel, Don, Kylie, Cynthia, Jim, and Donna. Lord, in your mercy. It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy. We pray these things through your Son, Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In our prayers this morning, one other family that you can keep in prayer, and that is the Santora family, as they await the gift of a new child, baby into their lives. The birth mother's name is Kylie, and her name is in our prayer list. So please take that prayer list home and pray for Kylie and for the Santora family in the weeks ahead. Receive a benediction from the Lord, found in Numbers chapter 6. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his everlasting peace. Amen.